I'll start with a question. Can you guys believe that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have been together for 2.5 years?
Wow.
Can you believe
it? Oh my God.
Can you believe, can you believe George Clooney and Amal Clooney have been together for 10 years?
Oh my gosh.
So we believe all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
The question is, can you believe that among those two couples, they've never had an argument?
Okay, that's a bunch of BS.
Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people even say that?
I saw his mom's going to be in I don't know if it's Hallmark, but it's some Christmas movie. Travis Kelce's mom.
Oh, yeah, because remember last year she was in it and they both made an appearance, both of the Kelce boys. I wonder if it's the same one. I bet she got a contract.
A sequel.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring it up is George Clooney was on Travis Kelce's podcast and George Clooney has made the claim that he and his wife, Amal Clooney, have never had an argument in their decade-long relationship. And Travis Kelce was asking him about that, and he said, well, neither have Taylor and I.
Interesting.
So, give it time.
Last year, it was Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. And this year, she's in a Google Holiday short film called The Gift Exchange. This is Donna Kelce, Travis's mom.
I love her.
Well, that's right. That's her name, Donna.
You know, I don't think, this is weird. I can't say that the Dancing Farmer and I have really ever gotten in an argument because he won't argue. So it could be that one of them won't argue. He just won't. He doesn't. He just, he won't say anything, which, as you can imagine, might make me a little out of my mind and I get louder, but he doesn't participate.
And then before, you had your hearing aids, you couldn't hear him. So that just added to it. So now that you can hear.
Yeah. But I love this because my niece at Thanksgiving, she goes, God, he mumbles. I go, that's what I told my hearing aid doctor. And she didn't believe me. Oh my gosh. What's your story today, Kevin?
Well, I have more movie news. I hope Bob didn't do this while I was gone last week, but Bob and I love the movie Heat, and Michael Mann, the director. This is the 1995 film, Bob.
Yes, we have Heat news.
Yeah, we have Heat news. Ron Brown sent this over the weekend. From the newsroom loves movies, and Michael Mann wrote Heat 2. He wrote it as a novel. That was the sequel to the 90s action classic Heat. And part of Heat 2 takes place in Chicago. It's sort of like the origin story of it all. Mm-hmm. And Michael Mann, speaking at a recent press conference, said that, quote, Heat 2 is an expensive movie to make, but it should be made at the proper size and scale. It's going to shoot in Chicago, Los Angeles, Paraguay, and possibly some parts of Singapore. So, yeah, there's a chance, Bob. Maybe you and I can go fanboy, start waving to him or in the background. Hey,
De Niro and Pacino in it again?
Well, we're going to see Mary.
Did you say Pacino?
Pacino.
Pacino.
Pacino would have to play a younger version of himself, and he has not been working.
And Val Kilmer,
well,
of course,
is in
the original movie.
Right.
So there could be some AI usage here.
I hope not.
I hope not a lot of it, but the movie, the sequel bounces a lot.
Yep.
It's like to current time, to the down the road, to the past where Robert De Niro began as this thief, which started in Chicago. So anyways, we're all very, when I say we all, I mean Bob and I are very excited about the Heat 2 film. Mm-hmm. And at some point, we can expect there to be filming here in Chicago.
We can get in because we're, I suggested we do a bit here called Today in Heat Story.
Today.
And so we could tell.
I've never even seen that movie.
Me neither.
Okay,
no.
can we by early January, you guys I'm sure have some time off during the holidays.
Watch Heat.
No interest.
Ashley Judd's in it
at all.
Lisa, guarantee the Dancing Farmer has either seen it. If he hasn't, he will enjoy watching Heat. Mary, I'm sure your husband's watched the movie Heat.
Probably.
Yeah. I hit Kevin up in the hall today. I'm like, hey, you see all these movies. Why don't you our only entertainment reporter passed away. God bless Sam Rubin. Well, may he rest in peace. But we have no one. Surratt not only has Dean, he has Richard Roper. So I have crowned Kevin our new movie person on the show.
Yeah, Bridget, I do love movies. So a lot of times, like maybe a game is sort of a bore at night, and I'll go, you know what, I'm going to throw on a movie I've already seen 10 times. But maybe we can figure out some kind of like movie segment I'll do, because I do love movies.
And I'm the TV segment person. Yeah. You do. Yeah.
I won't step on your toes with the TV stuff.
Yeah. Mary. And can I just say one more thing about movies today? Quentin Tarantino revealed who he thinks is the worst actor in Hollywood. So I have to go to you for this, Kevin, because he was on a podcast and they were talking about this movie, There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
And he said it could have been better, but it wasn't going to be number one because a flaw is Paul Dano.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you know that too, Colin?
I just recently watched that movie for the first time and thought Dano killed it.
So Daniel Day-Lewis plays the character Daniel Plainview, which is this oil man, and he starts buying up all this land. It's basically his journey as he becomes this extremely successful but a very greedy, and even uses his adopted son to make these deals happen. And Paul Dano's family owns some property, and Daniel Day-Lewis's character wants that property, and Paul Dano tries to kind of... They get into it a little bit. If you haven't seen There Will Be Blood, but I think he actually plays two characters in that movie, the two brothers. But
right,
and to Tarantino, like out of nowhere, just like off the top ropes, goes after Paul Dano.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what that's about, but Tarantino, I guess he doesn't have to hold back, right? It's Quentin Tarantino. If he thinks you're a bad actor, he's going to tell you you're a bad actor.
He called you weak sauce. I'm like, weak sauce is. Okay. I that made me laugh. All right, what's your story today, Mary?
All I keep hearing is book 'em, Dano. Hawaii 5-0. All right, do we want more romance with people or do we want drunk raccoons?
The drunk raccoon.
Oh my gosh, did you see this story?
Yes.
So this raccoon got into this liquor store in Virginia and ransacked the place, knocked over all these liquor bottles. He drank all different kinds of liquor, from gin to tequila to vodka, whatever. He passed out in the bathroom.
Next to the toilet.
So do you think he was actually trying to use the toilet? I think it's hilarious. And there's this picture of him, and he's just sprawled out all fours laying there. So they rescued him, police in Ashland, Virginia, and brought him to the shelter, sobered him up, and then let him loose.
Yeah, he was in the drunk tank. But can you even imagine? I thought, this can't be real. So I kept researching it, and it's true, because the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter confirmed the raccoon was drunk, said it has since become sober, and it's been released back into the wild. Why would it consume? I guess, think about it. That stuff is sweet, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he must have just knocked over the shelves, and then the bottles broke, and then he just, you know, licked it up or whatever.
So. Because it's a disaster. I mean, he knocked over so much stuff. He is having a rager, a banger, so to speak. My gosh.
It's hilarious.
It's just crazy. And you'll see it everywhere. Every TV monitor in this studio has been showing it on repeat. They said it happened once before when a feral pig stole 3 6-packs of beers in Western Australia. And they said the pig drank all 18 beers and then got in an altercation with a cow. Now that sounds like a crazy story from an Aussie. I don't know. They claim it's true. We'll see. Hey, coming up next, we'll recap some of the things that we learned from the transportation and traffic scorecard, because Leland is traveling today and he's not joining us. And some of your text messages where you think traffic is the worst in Chicago. That's all after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.